welcome to week three of the Big Wednesday Show. This is Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, here in Air Chair One in the beautiful city of Marion, ready to go for an Easter program today. We've got some Easter stuff to pass along to you that I think you'll like. We've got Easter trivia questions. My wife, Amber, helped me compile some good stuff today, so we are ready to go up until 5 o'clock. We are live on this Wednesday afternoon. It is 4:17. Glad you're listening to the broadcast. Have you mowed yet? Boy, people in my neighborhood down in Waldo, they have mowed their grass. I have not yet. Yesterday, I went out and started my rider. I keep it outside because we really don't have a shed or anything to keep it in. So I keep it outside underneath a tarp. And I was thinking, oh my goodness, what if it doesn't start? So I went out and it started right up. So I'm ready for mowing season. I just have put it off. So I don't know when the first time is that I'm going to actually mow grass, but we will see. Well, let's get to the trivia. Here's the rules that we always have in place. Anyone that calls and answers a trivia question will be put in a drawing for an Easter basket today. That's right. At 4:55 this afternoon, we will give away an Easter basket. It is full of candy. It's got chocolate candy. It's got some Jelly Bellies. It's got all kinds of good stuff in there. So if you're interested in an Easter basket, get ready because you'll need to call and answer one of these trivia questions at 740-383-9944. Here's the first trivia question. Which country brought us the tradition of Easter eggs? Which country brought us the tradition of Easter eggs? Number two, according to the song Peter Cottontail, what is the bunny bringing for Tommy? According to the song Peter Cottontail, what is the bunny bringing for Tommy? Number three, this one might be easy. What is the name of the best known Easter bunny in North America? What is the name of the best known Easter bunny in North America? 740-383-9944. Who sings the original version of Peter Cottontail? Who sings the original version of Peter Cottontail? And which flower is associated with Easter? Which flower is associated with Easter? 740-383-9944. If you know, give me a call and we'll get you signed up for this Easter basket that will be given away at 4:55 this afternoon. So be the first one to get signed up. Here's a phone call coming in. WWGH Radio, we're on the air.
Yes, the Easter lily is associated with Easter.
It sure is. Very good. You got it.
Okay.
And who am I talking to?
Okay, this is Judy.
Okay, Judy S?
Yes, Judy S. Summers, yes.
Okay, we will put you in the drawing. Thanks for listening out there, Judy.
Okay, goodbye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right. Very good. Yes, the Easter lily. A nearly 50-foot-tall decoration erected in a Brazilian town has been dubbed the world's largest decorated Easter egg by Guinness World Records. Another phone call coming in. WWGH Radio, we're on the air.
Hi, the Easter lily, the flower, and Peter Cottontail. Is that the rabbit?
That is right. Very good. Yes, indeed. And who's this? We'll put you in the drawing.
Norma Jones.
Oh, I know you. How you doing, Norma?
Just fine.
Been a while.
I was sitting here listening to you.
Well, thank you. Been a while since I've seen you.
Yep.
Well, take care of yourself, okay? And happy Easter.
Yep. Same to you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Got a couple of answers there. 740-383-9944 is the phone number. All right. This Brazilian town captures the record for the largest decorated Easter egg. Another phone call coming in. WWGH Radio, we're on the air.
Hey, Nate.
Hey, how you doing?
I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Do you go by the rules of the station? If you've won the past 3 days, you're not eligible?
Well, since it's a drawing, it's a little different. I supply the prizes myself, so we do it a little different with the drawing. So we just kind of, we let anybody in the drawing.
Okay, well, that's what I wanted to find out, because, I mean, we have won and stuff, but we don't want to answer until we find out for sure and play fair.
Yeah. You want to go ahead and answer a question?
Yeah, I'll just wait and let somebody else in there right now. I've got the answer to the Tommy, you know, but I'll wait.
Oh, no, go ahead. That's fine.
That's okay. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye. All right. Bye-bye. 740-383-9944. 423 the time. All right, this gigantic decorated Easter egg, Guinness said Pomerode, that's the name of the town, their welded steel egg, covered in foam and resonated impregnated canvas, measures 49 feet 3 inches tall and 26 feet 7 inches in diameter. The local tourism body said the egg was created over the course of about 48 hours for the town's annual Osterfest event, which coincides with Easter. Pomerode is a town colonized by German immigrants who brought the tradition of painting eggshells for Easter, a board member said. Originally, this was done by cooking eggs with dying herbs in the water. The artist, born in Pomerode, developed her very own style of painting eggshells, from hummingbirds to ostriches, and her work became iconic of eggshell painting, not only in Pomerode, but in the entire country and even abroad. The egg is planned to remain on display until May. That'd be something to see. 49 feet, 3 inches tall, and 26 feet, 7 inches in diameter. Wow. Well, a chef did something kind of cool. An Australian pizza chef broke a Guinness World Record by putting together a pie with 154 varieties of cheese on top. Johnny D. Francesco, chef at 400 Grady in Melbourne, formerly held the Guinness World Record for greatest variety of cheese on a pizza when he created a 99 cheese pizza, but he lost the record when someone upped the cheese content to 111 varieties. The chef decided to recapture the record with a 154 cheese pizza. While the 154 cheese pizza may not have been a culinary impossibility, it was certainly a culinary challenge. We knew it was an ambitious idea, but probably more so than first anticipated, DeFrancisco said. We also needed to be sure each individual cheese was distinct enough from the next, yet complementary to each flavor, and could blend really well together once combined, he said. The chef said the cheesy pizza was a hit with customers and sold a total of 797 in just 5 days. 154 varieties of cheese on this pizza. Guinness World Record. Pretty cool stuff right there. Got some Easter facts for you. Easter is one of the most widely celebrated holidays. It also has a large financial impact, with the average person spending $140 on candy, clothing, gifts, and other items. I guess I thought it might be a little bit more than that. Most of this goes into Easter baskets, which are made by 87% of people celebrating the holiday. My mom still gives us Easter baskets, and she still hides them and makes us find them. Yes, indeed. Easter is celebrated on the first Sunday after the first full moon that occurs on or after the vernal equinox or the first day of astronomical spring. If the full moon falls on a Sunday, Easter is delayed for 1 week. The date of Easter affects several other Christian holidays, including Palm Sunday, Good Friday, Ascension Day, and Pentecost. President Rutherford B. Hayes hosted the first egg roll on the South Lawn of the White House in 1878. It has become an annual tradition for families and children and only changed location during World War I and World War II. During the wars, the event was held at the National Zoo and a few other locations. Rabbits are viewed as a symbol of new life by many cultures. The Easter Bunny began as a legend from Germany that spoke of a woman who would leave decorated eggs hidden throughout the village for children to find during times of famine. Once they found the eggs, they would look up to see a large bunny hopping away from the scene. On Easter morning, children tend to race to see whether the Easter Bunny left them an Easter basket. For most celebrations involving gifts, the gifts are wrapped in boxes with wrapping paper. The Easter basket is left open because the basket is supposed to symbolize a bird's nest where eggs are kept safe. During medieval church services, the priest would toss a hard-boiled egg to one of the church choir boys sometime before the noon hour. The choir boy would toss it to someone else, and so on. The egg would be tossed as many times as possible, and whoever had the egg when the clock struck 12 in the afternoon was the winner. They would also get to keep the egg, kind of like a medieval hot potato, except with an egg. The demand for Easter candy is so great that it must be made throughout the year to meet the public's needs. Easter is the second biggest holiday when it comes to candy after Halloween. Chocolate eggs were first made in Germany in the early 1800s and are still hugely popular today. Chocolate bunnies are also popular. Some 90 million edible bunnies are made each year. Candy that isn't chocolate is also popular for the holiday. Around 700 million peeps are made each year, along with 16 billion jelly beans. Lots of candy. Well, we are coming up on our first break already. You are listening to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, on WWGH 107.1 FM, broadcasting from the beautiful city of Marion in the ever-so-comfortable Air Chair 1 behind the golden microphone. No, not golden. Yellow, though, right here on WWGH.
From the Marion, Ohio Weather Center, you hear us all the time on the radio, but who are we? We are Marion, Ohio Weather Online. We're a network of trained weather spotters with the National Weather Service throughout Marion County, protecting you from Mother Nature's elements. We can be found online at weather43302.com and over all social media outlets. Marion, Ohio Weather is Marion's number one source for weather.
3, 2, 1. Oh no. Which button am I?
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear. Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ag Council, and Make Safe Happen.
Scott, you know I love fruitcake so much that for me it's not just a Christmas dessert.
Oh, Charlie, I would not want it any time of the year.
Oh, Scott, you've not lived until you've had mashed potatoes and fruitcake, birthday fruitcake, graduation fruitcake, cream of fruitcake, and oh, the possibilities are endless.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, don't miss it.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
We are back. And it is Offbeat News and Trivia. Nate Redmond live on a Wednesday afternoon. The time is right now 4:32. And time to go over our trivia questions once again. We have Easter trivia. Anyone that calls and answers a trivia question will be put in a drawing for an Easter basket. Yes, indeed, an Easter basket is what we're giving away at 4:55 this afternoon. So if you know an answer to these trivia questions, 740-383-9944. You know, if you've been listening, I've kind of given away the answer to this first question. Which country brought us the tradition of Easter eggs? Which country brought us the tradition of Easter eggs? According to the song Peter Cottontail, what is the bunny bringing for Tommy? According to the song Peter Cottontail, what is the bunny bringing for Tommy? WWGH Radio, we're on the air.
Well, I'd say the country of Germany started the tradition.
That is correct. The country of Germany started the tradition. All right. Can I get your name to put you in the drawing?
Jeff Smith.
Jeff Smith. All
yes.
Right, Jeff. Well, thanks for listening out there, buddy. We do appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Well, you enjoy your Easter weekend now, okay?
All right. Will do. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right, got the answer for that one. Who sings the original version of Peter Cottontail? This one was all over the internet when I searched it, so it's an easy one to look up. Just a hint there in case you want to look this one up. Who sings the original version of Peter Cottontail? Okay, here's a new one I haven't given you yet, I don't think. Sometimes I lose track of what I'm doing, which is typical for Nate. What are the Easter colors? Now, there could be several questions or several answers to this, but I have a couple different colors here. What are the Easter colors? I don't know if this is official or not. Probably unofficial. So if you know, 740-383-9944. WWGH Radio, you're on the air.
How about jelly beans for Tommy?
Jelly beans for Tommy is correct. All right, and who's this so we can put you in the drawing?
Janet Durst.
Janet Durst, D-U-R-S-T?
D-I.
D-I-R-S-T. All right, Janet. Well, that is correct, and thank you so much for calling and listening out there.
All righty, thank you.
You enjoy your Easter weekend now, okay?
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Goodbye. All right. Jelly beans for Tommy. That is correct. All right. 740-383-9944. Offbeat News and Trivia, the name of the program. And then, I don't know if I gave you this one or not. Which country has a tradition of eating hot cross buns at Easter? I don't think I gave you that one yet. Which country has the tradition of eating hot cross buns at Easter? All right, so there you go. A few to ponder there for a few minutes here on WWGH Offbeat News and Trivia. If it's in Easter in Lyndhurst, Ohio, it must be time for Eggshell Land. Since 1957, Ron and Betty Manolio have been shelling out colorful tableau, always with a 50-foot cross and their mascot. Another call coming in. WWGH Radio, we're on the air.
Yeah, with pastel colors like blue and pink and yellow.
Yep, I've got down pink and yellow. That's right. And does this happen to be David Avery?
Yeah, it is.
I recognized your voice.
Oh, okay. I'm listening on my phone.
Listening on your phone. Well, folks out there listening, this happens to be my father-in-law. Well, thanks so much for listening on your phone. Everything working okay?
Yeah, just don't have real loud volume. But
okay. Well, I'll try to speak up a little bit.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks for listening and calling. You have a good Easter weekend, okay, if I don't
all
see
right.
you.
All right. You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Always nice to have family listening. Okay. Ron and Betty shelling out colorful eggshells. They have a 50-foot cross in their mascot, the Easter Bunny. The 2006 display consisted of, get this, 34,424 real eggshells with the theme of animal antics, including Dora the Explorer, Blue's Clues, and the crowning glory, Madagascar, a whopping 9,543 shells. Exhibits, which change from year to year, usually only last 10 days, starting on the morning of Palm Sunday and running through the Tuesday after Easter. According to their website, everything is done by hand. Ron makes a hole the size of a dime in the egg and Betty shakes out the contents. The shells are then washed and the edges of the hole trimmed. After painting, the shells are stored by color in boxes with 250 in each box. Wow, this is a lot of work. They are used over and over again each year and repainted, if necessary, in the proper colors. Local children and other helpers put in the pegs that anchor the eggs and help set them out, resulting in egg extravaganza. Some might wonder why the Manelios do this and if they spend all their time boiling, counting, and painting eggs. Well, no one knows what goes on behind closed doors, but they seem to enjoy the attention. And the tradition was started on a much smaller scale by Ron's mother, who used to place dyed eggshells on bushes in the front of her home. My husband said nobody decorated for Easter, Betty told WKYC-TV in Cleveland. The first year we had 750 eggshells, and it got in the newspaper, and that inspired us. So the next year we had to make them bigger. Since then, they've been featured on the Montel Williams Show, Extreme Cuisine, and Ripley's Believe It or Not, with a documentary supposedly in the works. But perhaps most importantly, they enjoy seeing how their creations light up the faces of youngsters. So, hey, if you go to Lyndhurst, Ohio, you might just see Eggshell Land. It is now time to take a little trip with me down the hallway. Everybody get up. And don't worry, there's seats for everybody where we're going. Travel down this hallway, go to the right, and join me in this classroom because it is time for the Halls of Learning Weird Word of the Week. And I've got the big chalkboard here. I'm going to write it here on the board. And this week's weird word is alacrity. Alacrity. A-L-A-C-R-I-T-Y, alacrity. It's a noun. The definition is cheerful readiness, promptness, or willingness. Cheerful readiness, promptness, or willingness. It has a second definition, meaning liveliness or briskness. Used in a sentence, we accept the invitation with alacrity. There you go, just in case you wondered. Related words are readiness, eagerness, willingness, quickness, sprightliness, and expedition. The origin of the word alacrity comes from the Latin way back in the years 1500s to 1510s. So it's a rather old word, alacrity. That's our weird word of the week for this week. All right, let's see if we can get some more folks signed up for our drawing. Here's a couple of trivia questions that we have left, and then we'll add some more here because I have a total of 10 questions, and we might just get through all 10. Who knows? That'd be great. Who sings the original version of Peter Cottontail? Who sings the original version of Peter Cottontail? Which country has the tradition of eating hot cross buns at Easter? Which country has the tradition of eating hot cross buns at Easter? 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. If you call in, we'll sign you up for our drawing this afternoon at 4:55 for an Easter basket. That's right, we're giving away a nice Easter basket this afternoon. Can you tell me what are two traditional Easter games? Again, there are several possibilities, but I have down a couple here. What are two traditional Easter games? Can you tell me that? And I'll go ahead and give you my last two. The custom of giving candy and chocolate for Easter first appeared during what historic age? The custom of giving candy and chocolate for Easter first appeared during what historic age? And you might know this one. In the United States, what is the traditional meat people eat? Phone call coming in. WWGH Radio, we're on the air.
Wasn't it Gene Autry that sang it?
It was Gene Autry, that is correct. All right, who's this? I'll get you signed up for our drawing.
My name's Sharon Russell.
Sharon Russell, all right. Well, thanks for listening, Sharon. We do appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right, you have a good Easter weekend, okay?
You too.
Thank you. Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
All right, very good. It is now time. Well, right now it's time to take another call. WWGH Radio, we're on the air.
Is Easter meat the ham?
Yes, Easter meat is the ham. Do you like? Are you a big fan of ham?
Yes, I sure am.
Me too. I'm fixing on having some this Sunday.
That's about what I have for every holiday. I just don't care for the rest of them.
Okay, yeah. All right, what's your name, and we'll get you signed up for the drawing.
It's Ralph Thacker.
Ralph Thacker. All right. Well, I'll tell you what, we got you signed up, and thank you for listening, and you have a wonderful Easter weekend now, okay?
You too, a safe one for sure.
All right, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 740-383-9944. It's good to have those phones ringing this afternoon. We do appreciate it very much. It's time for our Ladies' Corner. And, of course, guys can listen in, too. But my wife, Amber, likes to put together a Ladies' Corner. And today, you can find this recipe that we're doing called flour.
You know, Nan Britton, the mother of President Harding's only child, wrote the first tell-all book called The President's Daughter.
Yes, it is a very detailed book, should we say?
Wow, is it detailed? I've seen instruction manuals that were less detailed.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, don't miss it.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
From the Marion, Ohio Weather Center, you hear us all the time on the radio, but who are we? We are Marion, Ohio Weather Online. We're a network of trained weather spotters with the National Weather Service throughout Marion County, protecting you from Mother Nature's elements. We can be found online at weather43302.com and over all social media outlets. Marion, Ohio Weather is Marion's number one source for weather.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at wwgh1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
Okay, I think we have a caller. Caller, are you there?
Yes, sir.
All right. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Doing good.
Called to try to answer your question about the crossbones.
All right. Yes, sir.
I believe it's Australia or the UK.
It's the UK.
Yeah, the UK, United Kingdom, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Very good. Is this Terry?
Yep.
I recognized your voice this week.
Yep.
How's things going in your neck of the woods?
Oh, it's warm.
All right. Are you all ready for Easter?
Yeah, I hope we're all ready for Easter.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, I heard David on there earlier, but
oh yeah, he called in too.
Yeah, we listen to your show every week as long as I got a reminder on my phone.
So oh, okay, great.
Yep, it's great to have you on the air, man.
Hey, it's good to be back on the radio again after several years. You know it.
I know it. It's good for everybody. So hey, all right. Well, I guess I'll let you go and. Tell you to be safe and have a happy Easter if I don't get to see you.
Okay, you too. I'll get you signed up for that drawing, all right?
All righty.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Yeah, that break there snuck up on me this time. Yes, indeed. Sometimes they do. 4:48 is the time. And we're going to be doing the drawing here at 4:55 for that Easter basket. Going to find out who the winner is. All right, let's find out. Let's get back to the recipe here. And it's flour pretzel treats. And you can find this at Radio Nate on Facebook. Just search Radio Nate into Facebook. And you can find this recipe there. Flour pretzel treats. And what you need is some collard M&Ms. An 8-ounce white melted chocolate, and pretzel squares. So you just need three things. Collard M&Ms, 8 ounces of white melted chocolate, and pretzel squares. And here's the directions. Melt white chocolate in a double boiler or a glass dish on top of a saucepan of boiling water. Put a dab of melted white chocolate in the center of a pretzel square. Place the center with a collard M&M. Continue to form the candy around the circle to create a flower look. Alternate colors and get creative. Let the treat cool on the parchment paper before removing. And you will have yourself a delicious little treat. And they make nice Easter treats too. So flour pretzel treats just in time for Easter. That's part one of our Ladies' Corner. Here's part two. You ever want to dye some eggs, but you want to get the bright, vibrant colors? Well, here's how to get some bright, vibrant colors. Step one. First, lay your eggs gently in a pot that is large enough where the eggs don't touch that much. Cover with cold water until the water is about 1 inch above the eggs. Add a dash of vinegar to the water to keep the insides of your eggs nice and white. Bring to a rapid boil on the stove and immediately remove from the heat and place a lid on the pot. Set a timer for 10 minutes and wait. At the end of the 10 minutes, carefully drain the hot water out of the pot and cover with cold water. Chill until the eggs are no longer warm. Run the water for a few minutes to make sure it's nice and cold. Step 2. Bring 4 cups of water to a boil on the stove for 4 collars. In 4 bowls, add a half teaspoon of vinegar and fill with 3/4 cup of water. Add 1/4 to half teaspoon of the food dye, depending on how strong you like the collar, and stir. Mix carefully or you'll end up with the dye on your countertops. That makes it a little difficult to scrub off. Step 3. Carefully place your eggs in the dye bath with a spoon or tongs. Leave the egg in the dye until the desired color is reached. These colors are very concentrated, so it doesn't take long at all. Remove the eggs to a wire rack with newspaper on paper towels underneath to catch the drips. Let the eggs dry completely before touching. And that's it. You have perfectly bright, vibrant, colored Easter eggs. And that's our Ladies' Corner for this week on Offbeat News and Trivia. 4:52 is the time. I better go over the trivia questions just one more time. We just have a few trivia questions left. In fact, looks like I've got two. And here they are. What are the two traditional Easter games? What are two traditional Easter games? 740-383-9944 if you can tell me, and we'll get you signed up for an Easter basket. Also, the custom of giving candy and chocolate for Easter first appeared during what historic age? The custom of giving candy and chocolate for Easter first appeared during what historic age? Those are the two questions I have left. Easter trivia for you. And if you know, give me a ring at 740-383-9944 and we'll get you signed up for this Easter basket that we're going to give away in 2 minutes after we tell you about this terrible peacock. Yes, they named this peacock Chester the Terrible. Police in New Jersey said a peacock escaped from its enclosure at a park and it has been giving officers the slip. The Highland Park Police Department said Chester the Peacock escaped from Johnson Park's animal haven in Piscataway and wandered down the road to Highland Park. Police said they renamed the bird Chester the Terrible after he managed to evade police attempting to recapture him. Chester took off yesterday. You might have seen us chasing it unsuccessfully in the area of Cedar Lane, police said in a Facebook post. Unfortunately, we can't fly, so Chester got the better of us. Residents have captured video of the peacock wandering near their homes. Police have warned residents not to try to capture the bird without police help. WWGA's Radio, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I was calling about that trivia question.
Yes.
Easter egg hunt and Easter egg toss.
Yep, those are the two traditional Easter games. That's correct. All right, and what's your name? We'll get you signed up for this drawing here in 1 minute.
Pam.
Pam Thomas, right?
Yep.
Hey, how are you?
Just fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. All right, very good. I got just about all my trivia questions, thanks to you.
All right, talk to you later.
All right, Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, thanks for all the calls this week. It is now 4:55, and I've got a pile this week, and I am mixing them up. And we will find out who our winner is of this Easter basket this week. Okay, I've got the name, and here we go. The winner is Sharon Russell. Sharon Russell, congratulations. I don't have any applause sound effects, so I'll just give you my own applause right there. Sharon Russell, you're the winner of this Easter basket, and you can pick that up here at 559 East Center Street, Monday through Thursday from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., and Friday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. That's Monday through Thursday from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. and Friday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sharon Russell, congratulations on winning that Easter basket. I hope you enjoy all the candy in there. And if you feel like Sharon, send one my way. No, I'm just kidding. I have plenty. That's for sure. 4 minutes left in the program. Got enough time to tell you about the 9-foot alligator. A Florida couple said they were stunned when they looked into their backyard pool and spotted a gigantic alligator at the bottom. Cinta Evans said she was checking the yard for potential hazards before letting her dogs out Monday morning in Palm Beach Gardens when she spotted the massive 9-foot gator at the bottom of the pool. Evans' husband Mike said she was expecting a small reptile when his wife summoned him to the pool, but he was shocked by the alligator's size. The couple summoned a trapper from the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. The trapper came out here with some gear to get a 6-foot gator out, Mike Evans told WPFB-TV. He said that thing's 9 feet, and he went back and got bigger gear. You might need a bigger boat, remember that? Well, he had to get bigger gear. It was kind of crazy. The couple captured video as the trapper worked for about 20 minutes to hook the gator and hoist it out of the water. They said the trapper theorized the gator may have squeezed under the chain link fence to get into the yard. The trapper told them the animal would be relocated to a more suitable habitat. I would hope so. The FWC said the alligators are in mating season. It's beginning, bringing the reptiles out into public in greater numbers. So a big-time alligator, 9-foot gator, had to throw it out of the pool. Guess he just wanted to go for a nice swim. He enjoyed himself. I want to tell you about a job opening for Mars Wrigley. They announced they're offering a paid internship for someone willing to taste test new candy flavors in Chicago. The candy maker, which offered a similar World's Sweetest internship position last year, said this year's winning candidate will also be responsible for organizing public events and activities on behalf of the company. The 8 to 12 week Chicago-based intern will be fully paid and will be taste testing new candy flavors. So if that sounds good to you, maybe you should go to Mars Wrigley website and sign up. Well, we are flat out of time. Thanks so much for listening to Offbeat News and Trivia. We are here with you from 4:15 until 5 o'clock every Wednesday afternoon. I'm your host, Nate Redmond. Find me on Facebook at Radio Nate. Just search Radio Nate in the Facebook. It'll come up. And I would also love to hear from you via email, RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. Happy Easter. Talk to you later.
You're listening to WWGH Radio, LP, Marion, Ohio. Anyway, I'm going to give it now, 740-383-9944. We're doing current events, and we're going to fly through them here. If you want to join in at any time on any current event, any memory, anything you want to throw on the table, do it right now, 740-383-9944.
The dog in the beak, world famous from Saint Martin.
Is that called sangria?
Huh?
It's not sangria.
Oh, no, sangria is in Italy. This is guava berry juice.
Guava berry.
Have you ever heard of guava berry?
I have had a lot of guava berry juice, non-alcoholic.
This has got guava berries in it in the bottom, and it's called guava berry rum.
Oh, okay.
Drinking rum and Coca-Cola. Yeah.
By the way, I do want to wish a happy 95th birthday to Jane Meadows. Turned 95.
Well,
yeah.
You have to get her on a few days ago. You have to get her on if you get through her secretaries.
Her secretaries are difficult to get through. Once you get to Jane, you're okay. But the secretaries are a little difficult.
Force field it's around.
Yeah, force field around Jane Meadows. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com. Thomas Lawn Service for all your lawn care and landscaping needs. Telephone number 740-751-1786. 83. The WWGH Radio prize policy is as follows. You have 10 days from the day you win the prize to pick the prize up. You can only win once every 30 days. WWGH Radio staff reserves the right to question any and all prize winnings. The WWGH offices are open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. for prize pickup. The WWGH offices are located at 559 East Center Street in the lower level of the Belltone Building. Thank you so much for playing fair.
This is Patty Worcester with Marion Midget Football, a staple of the Marion community for over 45 years, providing sportsmanship, friendship, and exciting competition. To our Marion youth, 740-382-4558.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak or walk.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from the Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen and just, you know, call in, just get a conversation going and have a great time on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitaker is the pastor at Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. Address 209 East Water Street. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by Affordable Event Games, LLC. Address 141 South Main Street. Telephone number 740-262-6050. Facebook Affordable Event Games. This is Scott Spears, high above Marion in the WWGH News Chopper. If you see news in Marion, please email us at scott@wwgh1071.com and keep an eye out for the WWGH News Chopper flying high overhead. Vanover Village Townhouses, located in Marysville, now renting 2- and 3-bedroom townhouses. Telephone number 937-642-3692. WWGH Radio 107.1 FM proudly presents Women from Ohio Who Made History. Florence Allen was an American judge from Cuyahoga County. Allen was the first woman to serve on a state Supreme Court and one of the first two women to serve as a federal judge.
This segment on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by the committee to elect Tara Dyer, 5th Ward Councilperson, reminding you not to forget to vote in the primary.